The Exceptional Radio Network, a division of the 10th Amendment Media Group, is an online radio network that specializes in speaking it, discussing it, and doing it. From political public policy talk to independent music shows to lifestyles and entertainment, we have something for everyone. Visit us online at exceptionalradio.com. That's exceptionalradio.com. You can listen to ERN while you surf, work, study, drive, whatever. Yes, you can listen to us on your Blackberries, Androids, iPhone, and your LG. With new broadcasts every day of the week, you will quickly find a favorite show or two. Log on, check us out, and bookmark us as a favorite site. The Exceptional Radio Network. Speaking it, discussing it, doing it.
Coming soon this summer 2012, Straight and Gay Lifestyles collide in Off the Clock Productions' newest television series spinoff, Cocktails. That's T-A-L-E-S. From the creators of Christopher Street, the series, comes the continuation of the story of its main character, Jeremy Smith, who embarks on a new journey with his best straight girlfriend, Blair Knowles, as they launch and co-manage the hottest gay nightclub in New York City. Controversial topics of sex, abortion, HIV, relationships, prostitution, crime, and alcoholism all come together, straight up with a twist, in this new pop dramedy series. For more information, visit the official fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/cocktailstheseries. That's facebook.com/COCKTALES the series. Cocktails. We've all had one. Would you like one too? Meek Productions is proud to be the official worldwide sponsor for Cocktails the Series. Greetings to our listening audience and welcome to Meek Productions syndicated radio shows. Get ready to honor history and heritage as we present to you Meek Productions' newest syndicated radio miniseries, The History of Black Gay Atlanta, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's going on to our worldwide radio listening audience and to everyone that is here at the Vendor Marketplace? We are broadcasting live right here at Sweet 16, the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We're so happy to be here. This is Miko, DJ Meek Evans, CEO of the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency and production company. We're broadcasting through our new Black LGBT subsidiary here for Atlanta, The History of Black Gay Atlanta. Broadcasting live, we're so happy for the fourth time in a row to be here at the annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We're going to be doing a lot of radio interviews and video interviews with many of the vendors that are here present. So if you're listening to us right now and if you are an official vendor for the Black Pride Marketplace, please be sure to see us at your earliest convenience. We will be here the entire weekend, so there is no way that you can miss us. Make sure you get your free plug in on the radio. This is a one-time offer, okay? If you're interested in advertising via our syndicated radio shows, please feel free to give us a call at 1-800-631-5685. Once again, that's 1-800-631-5685. One of our first interviews that we're going to do for this afternoon, we did some interviews actually earlier with the president of ITLA, Brother Raymond Duke. We also had Ty Green to come back on the air for a brief moment. We had my girl C. My girl G, she actually was co-hosting with me when we did our first late morning coverage of the annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride celebration right here at the Malia. Don't forget to check us out and check them out. www.inthelifeatl.com is the official website for the official host organization, In the Life Atlanta. Once again, that's www.inthelifeatl.com. For Tracks Atlanta and Tracks Girls, you can check them out at www.atlantaprideweekend.com. And of course, for extreme entertainment, Southern Explosion Atlanta, visit them online. Southern Explosion with an X, Atlanta.com. For the State of Black Gay America Summit, please check them out at sbgasummit.org. Once again, that's sbgasummit.org. I have sitting next to me one of the legendary DJs in the building. He's getting ready to spin some beats. We're going to hear his music in the background a little later on in our show. DJ Calvin is in the house. What's going on, brother? Hold off just a minute. Go ahead.
Just getting ready for this weekend. It's been preparing myself and just having a great time coming together and reaching out to the community. And so wishing everybody come out and celebrate this weekend. And I've been on the road lately doing a lot of stuff promoting and myself as well. And just putting it down and excited about this weekend. And I'll be on the set at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm doing the open ceremony. So I want y'all to come out and hear me play.
That's going to be hot, man. Also, for more information about my boy DJ Calvin, please check him out. www.djproducercalvin.podomatic.com. Once again, that's www.djproducercalvin, all one word, .podomatic.com. Tell us what's been going on with you, man. You've been doing a lot of music projects because I didn't know you did remixes and all that stuff, okay?
Well, I've been working with a lot of I've been working with Tom Moran as well as just finished a mix with Gladys Knight.
Cool.
I Who Have Nothing. So I will be playing that this evening.
Cool.
As well. And I've been working with some other production people, Don Bishop and some other production people that I'm working with. It's Rick Ross. I'm in the process of working with Mariah Carey. So a lot going on. Been traveling a lot. Just just hung out with CeCe Peniston. As last week, we did a set up in Southern California. So we will definitely want everybody to come out and hear me. And I'll be doing some other things in the community later in the year. But definitely come out and support this weekend. It's about bringing us brothers and sisters together and uniting.
What other events during Black Gay Pride Weekend are you going to be actually playing at? Because I know you got the opening ceremonies. You also did the VIP reception last night. So what are the other events that you're going to be actually spending the beats at?
I will also be playing at the pool party on Sunday.
Okay.
And tomorrow I will be out here doing my thing again.
Yeah.
Doing ones and twos. And
I got a chance to have you next to me all weekend.
Yes, you do.
So I'm excited, man.
It's been great. It's been a good journey, and I've met a lot of people and got some new stuff coming out. And I'm going to be playing some of that this evening.
Yeah, please. So, I can't wait to hear it, man.
Supremes and to whomever, you know. To Whitney.
Yes.
And a legend, Donna Summer.
Oh, yes. We did a tribute to Donna Summer on our independent LGBT music show during the early part of the summer, actually. That was right after she had passed away. And that's one of our biggest rated shows, by the way, and because we did like a 2-hour segment of all of her hits and stuff. I think that show was almost like 2 hours and a half. And it was just so exciting just to go over all those hits that she had. Because what a lot of people don't know about Donna Summer is that she's more than the queen of disco. She's actually the queen and the first lady of dance and electronica music. Because if it had not been for her collaboration with Giorgio Moroder, with I Feel Love, what we know today as electronica music would not be here. It would not exist without them.
Her, right.
So Donna Summer is a true pioneer.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a couple of mixes actually will have out on display today with Donna Summer.
So cool. Can't wait to hear it, man.
I've got some when she did with the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah.
All that.
Okay. All that. So wow, man.
I've been way back from the 70s up until her last mix that she actually did.
Cool. So, and for those of you that are listening, you're going to be hearing his music in the background while we broadcast live and do interviews. And that's what I love about what we're doing here at In the Life Atlanta's Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. See, there's no competition. We work together. Yeah, turn it up a little bit. Just a little bit. We need some music slightly in the background so that folks will know that we live and in living color. What's in store with you in the future?
Well, right now, my future is to work with more DJ producers, DJ Abel.
Okay.
Want to work some more with Frankie Knuckles and his production company.
Oh, legend Frankie Knuckles, so, yes.
And as well as I've got a lot of things that I'm working on. I'm in the studio now. I've got a new CD coming out in October.
Great.
And it's going to be old school and new school house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking some country music and turning it to house.
Oh, cool. Now, so that's going to be a wonderful, wonderful
pop
project.
Music and everything. And also going to be, I'm also going to be premiering this evening Ring My Bell mixed with Single Ladies by Beyonce.
Oh, that's going to be hot,
I've got
too.
Some really new stuff that's going to be really, like, get the people pumped up for this weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be
hot. Really and truly work, when I'm in the studio working on things that I know that will bring us together. And we're like, oh, I remember when I was growing up in those. So the music today, we have to bring that old school with the new school. So
yes, we do.
And that's why I enjoyed work when I was working with Gladys Knight and Tony Moran on the I Who Have Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's from back in the 60s.
Yes.
So that song today, it was working with her. And so I plan on working some more things with her in the future, as well as, like I said, with Mariah Carey. And also, I have a friend that's working with Brandy. I'm going to be working on some new stuff with her.
That's
going to
be awesome.
First of next year. So.
Wow. Congrats on everything that you're doing, man.
Yes.
And thank you so much for representing. Thank
you
so much for keeping the original soul house music style alive, man.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
A lot of us has gotten away from that.
Right.
And so I'm so grateful that we still have DJs like you that's keeping that thing going.
Exactly.
Once more and again, you still have time to come out to the Malia Hotel. Come on out when you get a chance. This is DJ Calvin sitting right next to me. We're not just broadcasting live via our syndicated radio networks, the Exceptional Radio Network and Click Click Expose. We're also live on the Eon Television Network. We're going to be bringing the CEO of the Eon Television Network, Mr. EJ himself, is going to actually come on board. And coming up next, I have Congressman John Lewis, who's going to be coming up next to sit down with me, and we're going to talk about some real crucial issues that's going on with this year's election. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we do come back, we have more. DJ Calvin, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For more information about him, www.djproducercalvin.podomatic.com. Stay tuned. We do have more in store.
Are you an LGBT music artist looking for worldwide exposure? Well, look no further. Leak Productions does it again, as it presents the official radio spinoff of the upcoming music workshop and concert series, the Various Artist Talent Showcase. Tune in twice a month as we give the latest hits from the newest music discoveries in the LGBT community. We support and believe in the independent artists. To have your music played on our radio show, visit our official Facebook group or visit our website at meekproductions.com. That's M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S.com. The Various Artist Talent Showcase, where LGBT music artists take flight.
And we are back broadcasting live and direct from the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We are so happy to still be here. You still have time to come on down right here at the Malia Hotel, located on the corner of West Peachtree Street and North Avenue, right at the beginning of Midtown Atlanta. I'm sitting next to a legend. It is such an honor to have him on Meek Productions syndicated radio shows, Congressman John Lewis. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing fine, brother. How are you?
All is well, brother. It is such an honor to have you on the show, man. What's been going on with you lately this year?
Well, brother, I've been working very hard. I had a primary election,
mm-hmm.
and the people were very, very good to me.
Yes.
I campaigned and worked very hard all across the 5th Congressional District.
Uh-huh.
That include almost all of the city of Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
a great deal of Fulton County, unincorporated Fulton County, mm-hmm. with College Park and East Point. But also part of the CAB that include all of the city of Decatur and a great deal of Clayton County.
Mm-hmm.
And the people gave me a real mandate. I
wow.
won by 81% of the vote.
Congratulations once again. We don't want you to leave.
I want to continue to work and continue to serve. As I said before, the people have been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
They've been good to me,
yes.
and I've tried to be good to them.
What do you think about this upcoming election that's coming up in November? You know, we are hopefully looking for Obama to actually get reelected and stuff. But what do you think about this year's upcoming election?
This election is very, very important. We must register, mm-hmm. and we must go out and vote like we never voted before.
Yes.
We must do more than what we did in 08.
Yes.
There are forces in our country that are trying to make it impossible
mm-hmm.
for people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
There are forces that are trying to steal this election.
Yes, they are.
Before it even take place.
This is true. This is true.
And they don't want to see President Barack Obama reelected.
Yes.
Matter of fact, that the day that he was inaugurated,
yes.
there was a small group of Republican meeting
mm-hmm.
saying that we would not work with him, we would not cooperate with him, and we would not let him have a second term.
Wow. Wow.
He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
He's committed. He's dedicated to looking out for all of the people in our country.
What do you think about, even with what's going on in our, on our local level and stuff, when I first heard about the redistricting of what's going on in the state and stuff like that, what do you think about that as far as what's been going on here locally?
Well, here in the state of Georgia, there was a real attempt to resegregate
mm-hmm.
Georgia,
mm-hmm.
Not just in Metro Atlanta, but all across the state,
mm-hmm.
To make legislative district, congressional district, more majority Democratic and more minority.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had many Democrats running against other Democrats.
Uh-huh.
And so we lost seats in the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some good signs all across our country where the federal judges
mm-hmm.
in Texas, mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C., have been tracking down and making some of these efforts unconstitutional.
Yes, yes. Because I noticed that, you know, when I found out all that was going on, it's like, okay, y'all trying to pull something here, but it seemed like things are still working in our favor.
Well, in spite of what people are doing with voter ID,
yes.
or in mm-hmm. and early voting, the people must demand
mm-hmm.
that they participate, and they should participate. It is said you're going to have a voter ID. Well, that's hard. That's difficult for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's necessary to have that ID to vote, get it and vote.
What do you think that we need to do as a people to really concentrate not just on national elections, but a lot of people fail to get how important it is to focus on the local elections? Because everything when it comes to the day-to-day operations of our country and when it comes to public policy, it happens really every day in the local and state level. So what can we do as a people to make sure that we are more involved on the local and state level of voting?
Well, we have to continue to teach,
mm-hmm.
preach, educate,
mm-hmm.
and inform and inspire people.
Yes.
That the vote controlled everything that we do
mm-hmm.
from the time that we're born until the time that we die. At the very local level,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a dog catcher,
yes,
we should go out and vote for that dog catcher.
Yes, we do. Yes,
we have to participate.
Mm-hmm.
The school board, county
yes.
commissioner, city council, state house, state senate. We have to do it. The sheriff.
Wow. Thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you for actually being out there on the front line, making sure that we always have a voice. You've been a loyal supporter of the LGBT community, you and your wife. I remember when I first met you. As a matter of fact, it was a couple of years ago at the Gospel and Soul event that they first had it here through the Human Rights Campaign. Never forget it. And you have been such an inspiration to all of us. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Well, it's the right thing to do. And I've said in the past that I've worked too hard against discrimination based mm-hmm. on race and color, not to stand up and fight against discrimination
uh-huh.
based on sexual orientation.
That's correct. That
it's
is correct.
That's the right thing to do.
Thank you so much. Congressman John Lewis in the building right here at the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We love you, my brother.
Thank you. I love you too, brother. And
thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
Okay,
thank
then. We're going to actually take another quick commercial break. And when we do come back, we have more interviews live right here on Me Productions' History of Black Gay Atlanta. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Greetings. This is Ty Green, official board member of In the Life Atlanta, and you're listening to the best in community interviews and events on Meek Productions' annual radio miniseries, History of Black Gay Atlanta. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
On Labor Day weekend 2012, get ready to celebrate Sweet 16 with In the Life. In the Life Atlanta Incorporated presents the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. Live at the Hotel Malia Atlanta, located on the corner of North Avenue and West Peachtree Street in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia.
Signature events include the See Us in the Life Film Festival, Speak Fire, the Literary Cafe, ITLA's Candlelight Vigil, the Black Pride Marketplace, and much more. For more information, please visit their official website at www.endthelifeatl.com. Once again, that's www.endthelifeatl.com. Come on out and celebrate Sweet 16 with In the Life. Meek Productions is proud to be an official worldwide radio sponsor of Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration.
South Fulton, Tri-Cities, Douglas County, South Cobb, and West Atlanta. Looking for a place to find out news and information about your community? Well, the Home Rule News is here just for you. Visit us online at www.homerulenews.com. That's www.homerulenews.com. Your news, your community. Now you know.
This Labor Day weekend, 2012,
the explosion is back!
Extreme Entertainment's The Lion's Den
is celebrating their 10th anniversary with Southern Explosion Atlanta 2012.
The official brand of The Lion's Den Atlanta Black Pride Celebration is making history this Labor Day weekend live at the new Hotel Malia Atlanta. Located on the corner of West Peachtree Street and North Avenue in Midtown, Atlanta, Georgia.
Greetings, this is Gregory Allen, President and CEO of Extreme Entertainment, inviting you to come out and experience Southern Explosion Atlanta during Atlanta's Black Gay Pride Celebration Labor Day weekend.
For more information, visit their official website, www.southernexplosionatlanta.com. Once again, that's Southern Explosion with an X, Atlanta.com. Southern Explosion Atlanta 2012, the sexiest event in ATL that you don't want to miss.
Meek Productions is a proud official worldwide radio sponsor for this event.
Coming this fall 2012, get ready to celebrate 25 years of Out on Film. The 25th anniversary of one of the nation's largest LGBT film festivals is taking place from Thursday, October 4th to Thursday, October 11th at the historic Midtown Arts Cinema. Located at 931 Monroe Drive, right behind Grady High Stadium in Midtown, Atlanta. Come experience 8 days of filmed entertainment by the nation's most talented LGBT filmmakers and producers, with special anniversary pre-party kickoff at Burkhart's on September 29th starting at 8 p.m. To purchase your tickets and for more information, please visit the official website, www.outonfilm.org. That's www.outonfilm.org. We look forward to seeing you there as we celebrate 25 years of Out on Film.
Meek Productions is proud to be the official worldwide radio sponsor for the 25th anniversary of Out on Film.
And we are back, broadcasting live and direct from Sweet 16, the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We're so happy to be here. You still have time to come on down. This is just Friday. We got a whole weekend of events in store for you. Please check out the official websites, www.endthelifeatl.com, www.atlantaprideweekend.com, www.southernexplosionwithanxatlanta.com, and www.sbgasummit.org. We're broadcasting live via our syndicated radio shows, actually, and partners, the Exceptional Radio Network, as well as Click Click Expose Gay Entertainment Media. We're going to be bringing up later on in our show our newest television online syndication partner, the Eon Network. EJ is in the back getting our video footage. We're so happy to be here with our newest additions to Meek Productions Talent Agency, now in its fifth anniversary. We have Kevin M. from The Kevin M. Show.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Also known as Venom in the house. He's working and doing a lot of things this weekend. We also have our newest addition, his partner, Red Eye Candy, in the building.
Hola, hola, hola.
Oh, yeah, oh, what has been going on with you all? It was so great to see you all, not only for the the second press conference, the Chapter 2 press conference that we did on the 22nd of this month. But it was so great to see you all at the kickoff skate party.
Definitely. I mean, it's just been exhilarating from day one. The press conference, that really was the kickoff.
I know, yeah.
And then going from there to the skate party, the energy, the excitement was just great. And it's just like amped me for everything. I walk in the door at the Malia today, and I mean, the love that we've received, the interviews we've gotten for the Kevin M. Show, it's been amazing.
Man, what is in store with you for your vision of the Kevin M. Show? Because a lot of people are still getting used to that.
Yeah.
And it is just so exciting that you're trying to take it to the next level. That's why I'm glad that we're working with you now. Tell us a little bit more about the vision of that.
Well, the Kevin M. Show started, honestly, as a way to reach out to Venom's fans, but it couldn't hold just for Venom because I began to show who Kevin really was.
Mm-hmm.
And through it, I've been able to reach out. The purpose of the Kevin M. Show is to entertain, empower, and educate. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that. We've been getting some great interviews, some political figures, some celebrities, some local porn stars, national, and just some regular people to sit in on a panel and talk about issues that affect us and this in our community. And that's the whole purpose of the show. And right now, we're just going for getting greater interviews, covering a lot of events that really affect us.
Is this your first Pride actually doing some coverage for the Kevin M. Show?
It actually is.
Wow. So congrats on that, man.
Thank you so much.
Congrats on that, man. I can't wait till the rest of the night. I know you're going to be working tonight as Venom. And I know, but you're doing coverage now.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the taste of Venom and about what's in store in the future.
Well, I've been doing adult films for several years now, and it's my time to get a real piece of the pie. You know, as Venom, I've been the model, but now I'm going to behind the cameras as a producer. I mean, I may feature in some of the films, but I'm just stepping up as a producer now. So, you know, this weekend I'll actually be going to a couple of clubs and spots, you know, promoting. I'll be making appearances, taking pictures, selling a DVD, a small DVD snippet that I put together. So we're basically debuting Taste of Venom tonight.
Great. That's going to be awesome because I know we're going to be at the Jungle tonight pushing cocktails because we've been promoting and being the official casting company for that particular TV dramedy series since last year. And so I want to once again give a shout out to Dwight Allen O'Neill in the building.
Boy.
One of our veteran talents who's been with us since 2009. We're so happy to be supporting him and his projects and everything he's doing. Red Eye Candy, one of our newest features along with Venom in Summer Heat 5, the 5th anniversary campaign. What's been going on with you, baby?
I'm so tired. my weekend has already like started blasting off with the Skate Boys, Atlanta. You know they always put it down every other Wednesday.
Yes. Skate Boys ATL, want to give you a shout out once again. They finally was able to get a feature this weekend. This weekend for Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration, we're so happy that they're actually able to be featured this year. Go ahead and continue, Red.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know me and Morris shut it down. Every time we get together, we go in. So I want to give him a big shout out. Last night, What's Up at ATL did it. You know, we was out at Phase 1, so we was really putting it down, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be supporting What's Up in ATL tonight, and a happy 10th anniversary to What's Up in ATL. They're celebrating 10 years this year, along with Extreme Entertainment. Their 10th anniversary thing is going on this weekend as well. So what's in store for the future with you? Because you're kind of like on the quiet end. You don't say too much until you get started.
Uh-huh. Like I saw let on me the get Kevin him started. Okay. Let me get him started. He's going to have a lot to say.
Of course.
You got to be more of a silent killer. You don't want to put too much out there.
Okay,
I mean,
let's say a quiet storm.
Exactly. But when I bring it, I bring it. But it's most definitely, you know.
Even see it coming. No.
Okay.
I'm more of the eye of the storm. You know, I'm more of the quiet. But when it's over, when I bring it, it's coming.
You know he was there. How long have you been doing your exotic dance? Dancing that you've been doing?
Yes, I've actually been exotic dancer for about 2 years now.
How long?
2 years.
Oh, 2 years. Okay, cool. I didn't hear you. Okay.
So, I mean, I started off, you know, not young, but old enough to drink.
Okay, there you go. Not too young, but just old enough to drink.
Yeah, I still look young, though.
That's okay, what you just started.
That was yesterday. But most definitely, you know, I don't plan on staying in the exotic dancing field. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a lot smarter than the average dancer.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it real quick because you model, you sing, you act, and you write.
Well, wait a minute.
You talk too much.
Now, see, these are a lot of hidden talents. But while you talking, you got an anointed voice too, brother. So don't get me started.
Okay, you sing, you act.
Blessed assurance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't get us doing no trio here now. Come on now.
All right.
Come on now. But that's great that you all are multi-talented and that you all are actually utilizing all of the gifts that was bestowed upon you from the divine.
Yes.
And I don't want to get too deep, y'all, because we can't take up a collection plate right now.
Of course, you're going to have me going in over here. I'm going to do a praise thing.
Come on now. What's in store for the future for Red Eye Candy?
I mean, of course, I'm going to finish out my psychology degree at Georgia State.
Wow.
You know, and I want to, you know, I like helping out kids, you know, things of that nature. I like helping out the community, you know, doing better, providing for them, you know, a person to talk to, somebody who understands them and been where they are, most definitely. I don't like to judge people, first and foremost, because everybody got, you know, the trials and tribulations that they got to go through, and, you know, everybody has a story, and your life is not your own, most definitely. You know, your life is meant to be lived for somebody else and be a testimony to somebody else to pull them through that.
Preach.
Yeah. Preach.
You know I get on the mic.
Reverend Red. Reverend Red, I can do. Reverend Red. Come on. Now,
I from love the stripper pole to the pulpit.
Okay, oh, Lord. Now, before we end this particular segment, let's talk about y'all relationship, which is going to just briefly touch because I think it's very unique. The fact that you're in adult entertainment and you do exotic dancing, but I know you all have found the way to make it work, and I know it's been an uphill journey.
Yes.
We don't want to.
But we made it up
right now.
Yes. But we made it up.
Yeah. You know, it's been an uphill journey and stuff. But kind of tell us a little bit about that, because I know there are some other people that's kind of in that same situation. So talk briefly about that.
I'll start. It's difficult, you know, when you're in the adult entertainment field. People look at you, they desire you, and, you know, it could easily interfere with us personally. But I told him something. I'm going to let him say it because I think he loves saying it.
I mean, the thing that he told me is that he has plenty of fans, and, you know, he's their fantasy, but he's my reality.
There you go.
You know,
I love that. I received that. Hey.
and you know what?
I felt something with that. Go ahead.
Something else that I think the major component with our relationship that I love is the fact that we talk. We talk it out all day, all night, but it's made us stronger. And I think, and this is just simple advice for any relationship, when you can openly, honestly express yourself to your lover, most you definitely can make it through anything. And yes. I mean, we don't always like what the other has to say, but we always make it through it.
Most definitely.
Wow, that is just so powerful, you all. You all continue doing what you do. Continue to be a beacon of light and hope for other people that are, you know, in relationships as well, even those that are desiring to get in one, because, you know, they already say in our community that, you know, we can't have a relationship, you know, it won't work, it won't last, but we proved them wrong, especially compared to some of our heterosexual counterparts. It's like, y'all can't even stay married 6 months.
But yet,
we run across LGBT relationships that's been together like 10 plus, 20 plus years.
Decades, yes.
You see what I'm saying? Yes. So it's very important that you all keep that light of hope going. Thank you all so much for being who you all are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's people like you that inspire me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so I'm glad to have you all as a part of Meet Productions' vision. We're looking forward to doing more work with you all, and especially with the Kevin M. Show, we got to get him out more often to do his more media coverage and stuff. But I'm happy to have you all on the show, live on location with Meet Productions' History of Black Gay Atlanta. Can't wait to see you all later. We're going to take a quick commercial break again, and when we do come back, we have more live coverage right here at Sweet 16, the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. Stay tuned. Crank it up, DJ.
Greetings. This is CJ Jones, founder and CEO of Blue Diamond Entertainment. You're listening to the best in community interviews and events on Meek Productions' annual miniseries, History of Black Gay Atlanta. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The new Exceptional Radio Network is making history every Monday night by bringing to you its first LGBT syndicated radio talk show. Meek Productions presents Same Gender Loving Expressions. Tune in every Monday night from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight to find out the latest community and entertainment news that is related to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. Hosted, sponsored, and produced by the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency, casting, and production company. Meek Productions presents Same Gender Loving Expressions right here on the new Exceptional Radio Network.
It's time to make your dating fantasy a reality. There's a new online dating experience in Metro Atlanta that allows you to find friends, dates, and something else.
DatingFantasy.net.
Register for free, browse through photos, and start searching for that special someone. You can chat with them online, move it to the phone, and make it a Friday night to remember.
DatingFantasy.net.
DatingFantasy.net sponsors several events such as speed dating, networking mixers, and social functions where singles can meet and greet. If you are afraid to meet your connection alone, invite them to one of our events. Stop having that dinner for one or going out alone. Let's make your dating fantasy a reality.
DatingFantasy.net.
The hottest event for mature women is coming back this Labor Day weekend. Blue Diamond Entertainment presents the 4th annual all-white party for mature women in the life 25 and older, coming Saturday, September the 1st, starting at 10 p.m. through 3 o'clock a.m. at the Malia Hotel, located 590 West Peachtree Street Northwest in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia.
Greetings, this is CJ Jones, founder and CEO of Blue Diamond Entertainment, inviting you to come out and experience our 4th annual all-white party, Saturday, September 1st at the Malia Hotel, 25th floor.
Tickets are on sale for $10 in advance. All white tire required, no baseball caps. For more information, please contact CJ at 678-698-2354. Visit their official Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Blue Diamond Entertainment. Once again, that's facebook.com/Blue Diamond Entertainment.
See you there.
Meek Productions is a proud official worldwide radio sponsor for this event. Looking for quality food that's not going to break your budget? Looking for something that's wholesome and delicious and you're in the south side of Atlanta? Well, come to the R&B Wing Cafe, located at the intersection of Fulton Industrial Boulevard and Martin Luther King Jr. Drive here in Southwest Atlanta, unincorporated Fulton County. Come for the wings, come for the hamburgers, come for the chicken tenders, come for the ice cream treats. You name it, they have it. And yes, they do cater no matter how big or how small your event is. So check out the R&B Cafe out here on Fulton Industrial Boulevard and Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, located inside the old Dairy Queen. In fact, the same people that brought you Dairy Queen for 25 years to this area are now doing their own new concept, the R&B Wing Cafe. Tell them the 10th Amendment Media Group sent you by.
Once again, we're back broadcasting live and direct. This is Meek Productions syndicated radio shows at Sweet 16, the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. Getting ready to do a couple of interviews with the vendors here at the Black Pride Marketplace. We're so happy to be here for the 4th time in a row, getting live radio and video coverage of what's going on here at the Malia Hotel, the official host hotel for Atlanta Black Gay Pride. Once again, we want to give a shout out to the host organization, In the Life Atlanta Incorporated, celebrating 16 years. For more information, please visit their official website at www.inthelifeatl.com. Once again, that's www.inthelifeatl.com. Also want to give a shout out to the other members of the Black Pride Mega Team, Trax Atlanta and Trax Girls in the building. For more information about what's going on with them, please visit their website at www.atlantaprideweekend.com. for Southern Explosion, the official Atlanta Black Pride brand of Extreme Entertainment's The Lion's Den. Extreme Entertainment is celebrating their 10th anniversary. For more information about what's going on with them and Southern Explosion Atlanta, visit the official website, Southern Explosion with an X, Atlanta.com. And on tomorrow, September the 1st, they'll be having their 6th annual State of Black Gay America Summit. They are now their own separate entity now. We're so proud of them. Go to their website, register for the luncheon. We have some powerful speakers. Our guest speaker luncheon for tomorrow of the State of Black Gay America Summit will be Jashana Wally, who is a Spelman graduate. She's been an icon in our community for the longest time, and I'm glad she's finally getting her due at the State of Black Gay America Summit. Visit for more information, www.sbgasummit.org. Once again, that's www.sbgasummit.org. We have one of the official vendors here representing one of the HIV/AIDS organizations. That, matter of fact, I had a chance to see them last year. They was on the other side of me last year when I was on the other side of the wall with my vendor table space. But I'm so glad to have one of the representatives here. I'm going to go ahead and let him start off by telling me who he's representing. Tell me your name first.
George Gates.
Hold on just a second and make sure that this mic is working. There you go now. Go ahead.
Yeah, George Gates.
George Gates. Okay, tell us about the organization that you're working with.
So I'm actually here to promote a CDC campaign called Testing Makes Us Stronger.
Gotcha. You with the CDC. Gotcha. The CDC has been a part of In the Life Atlanta's Black Gay Pride for the longest time, man. I remember when I first saw their advertisements and everything during the early part of the millennium. So we're glad that you all are still out here getting the word out about HIV and AIDS and the testing and all the statistics and everything and how we could actually be better prepared and be more safe.
Yes, definitely. Now, I don't work exactly with the CDC, okay. But I'm really working closely with them and making sure we get this message out into the community.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, and they're really, this part of this campaign is really helping them to show the community how important they see that this issue is. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, there's 46% of black gay men, young black gay men especially, who are HIV positive. And so this campaign, the critical importance of this campaign is really making sure that we really affirm black gay men for who they are,
mm-hmm.
and then show them that we can beat this by being stronger. And part of being stronger is really beginning to take care of ourselves.
This is true.
Part of that being taken care of ourselves is testing.
Yes.
And really knowing our status. Mm-hmm. And so they work very closely with black leaders, black gay leaders in the community,
mm-hmm.
to come up with a concept that really speaks to, you know, who we are as black gay men, a diverse campaign that doesn't just only target maybe, you know, the attractive muscle guy. It really looks at the diversity within our community,
mm-hmm.
and shows that, you know, we are rich folks and, you know, rich community, and, you know, we care about ourselves and we can be stronger by beating this.
How long have you been involved with the fight against HIV/AIDS?
Personally or yep. through my...
Yeah, personally or professionally?
Personally and professionally, actually, for about 18 years.
Wow,
yeah,
wow.
18 years. Started in New York, and now I'm in D.C.
What was your inspiration in getting involved?
Really, people that I became very close with and came in contact with who were HIV positive.
Gotcha.
Some of whom have died since.
Yeah.
And some of whom, unfortunately, are still becoming infected. And so mm-hmm. this is really important to me. You know, these are people in my community. And
wow.
so having an opportunity to be a part of this campaign
mm-hmm.
is just a really exciting opportunity. This is a positive campaign. Everyone recognizes it. Everyone appreciates it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that just is a negative image in the campaign. It's really something that's very positive and saying, you know what? Your lives matter. We are behind you. We support you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to know that in order to continue to fight this and to stay here with us
mm-hmm.
is about getting tested and being linked into care and taking care of yourselves and in your community as well.
Are you all going to be doing any testing on site throughout the whole weekend, or is just information distribution?
Actually, a little bit of both.
Oh, really?
We're working
okay,
very closely
cool.
with a couple organizations here in Atlanta, Aid
okay.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The Citywide Project
mm-hmm.
and NASEM as well.
Gotcha.
We're going to be doing
NASEM,
testing
mm-hmm.
here this weekend here
okay.
at the Malia and
mm-hmm.
also at the Piedmont Park.
Wow.
So we're actually providing them with some of our campaign materials. We have tons of posters. We have some water bottles and some bags that we want to give to people as incentives for, you know, taking a test and knowing their status.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really supporting the work that these organizations are doing who are
Great.
Testing here.
Great. We're so happy to have you, man.
Yeah, we're very happy
so
to be
So glad to
here.
Have you. And it's been wonderful just to see you all on a year-to-year basis. What's the website where people can find out more information?
Oh, most definitely. The website is HIVtest.com. hcdc.gov, gov/stronger.
Wow. Say that again for our radio listening audience.
HIVtest.cdc.gov/stronger. And once, we also have a Facebook page.
Go ahead.
And, you know, like us on the Facebook page. We're getting pictures from here at Pride on the Facebook page. And the Facebook page is Testing Makes Us Stronger.
Wow. That's facebook.com/testingmakesusstronger. Thank you so much for being a part of the radio show, man, and the live broadcast.
Oh,
right here
honored.
With Meek Productions, History of Black Gay Atlanta, broadcasting live and direct from the 16th Annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We got more interviews and coverage in store, so please stay tuned. Crank it up, DJ.
The Exceptional Radio Network, a division of the 10th Amendment Media Group, is an online radio network that specializes in speaking it, discussing it, and doing it. From political public policy talk to independent music shows to lifestyles and entertainment, we have something for everyone. Visit us online at exceptionalradio.com. That's exceptionalradio.com. You can listen to ERN while you surf, work, study, drive, whatever. Yes, you can listen to us on your Blackberries, Androids, iPhone, and your LG. With new broadcasts every day of the week, you will quickly find a favorite show or two. Log on, check us out, and bookmark us as a favorite site. The Exceptional Radio Network. Speaking it, discussing it, doing it.
You're invited to experience the evolution of business with professionalism. The MAE Corporation USA is a professional business consulting firm that has been servicing Atlanta's small business community for over 14 years strong. With a special niche in supporting and jump-starting new startups and taking micro enterprises to the next level, we have become the city's one-stop shop for small businesses. If you're in need of graphic and web design at an affordable rate, entrepreneurial support for your new business ideas, entertainment management for your musical artists or special event, or if you're just looking to enhance your business networking skills, then visit the MAE Corporation USA online at www.maecorpusa.com. Once again, that's www.maecorpusa.com. Or you can call our toll-free number at 1-800-930-7291. Once again, that's 1-800-930-7291. The MAE Corporation USA, where we're giving you business in its fullness.